presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, stronger than a locomotive, faster than an airplane, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton and who walks about among men disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Kent and Lois Lane have discovered that Dr. Morton, Lois' uncle, actually created the weather he forecast, and that a mysterious group headed by a man named Collins was using him for its own evil ends. When we last saw them, Kent and Lois Lane had come to the jail to bring about the doctor's release, only to find that Collins had been ahead of them, blown in the jail walls and vanished with the old scientist in his power. As our story continues today, some time has passed. The desperate search for the missing Dr. Morton has produced nothing. And meanwhile, a new danger threatens. Listen.
Where are we?
Right in the narrowest part of the valley. The radium plant's right there ahead. That's the gate.
Why, Mr. Kent, the radium plant's right against the steepest part of the mountain. It's right under it.
Exactly. So is that little settlement. Workers' houses, mostly. I tell you, Miss Lane, Music Mountain is actually moving. And if it comes down any further, well, there's going to be a real panic.
But I don't understand. What's doing it?
Here, look up. And you see all that slope of loose rock? Well, it's moving, that's all. It's on the way down.
Yes, but why?
Search me. Maybe it's because of all that rain. Got things loosened up. Say, look. They're beginning to get people moved out already. Oh. Look at those trucks. And isn't that a big busload of kids there?
Oh, Clark, those poor people. They must be frantic.
I guess they are, all right. They're in a mighty dangerous spot. Well, we've got to get going.
Who's this man we're going to see?
Milo Fales. He's the acting head of the radium refinery.
Oh, I didn't know they found radium down here.
Well, they don't. But they send the pitch blend ore down here to be refined. Remember what your uncle said that night they arrested him?
I wasn't there.
He said he'd been doing some work for Fales, trying to find a simpler refining process. And I just happened to remember it myself.
What do you mean?
Well, Lois, we've tried everything, and we've come up against a blank wall. Not a single lead. Your uncle's just vanished. Well, this is our last chance. Fales may know something or remember something. Let's go down and have a talk with him. It's worth a try. Say, I beg your pardon.
What? Keep out of the way, please.
Mr. Kent, what's it all about? This place is like a madhouse.
We're moving, young lady. Got to get this whole plant cleaned out and packed into trucks before that mountain comes down on top of us. So if you don't mind...
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Fales, Milo Fales.
I'm Fales. What's on your mind? Only make it fast.
Mr. Fales, I'm Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet.
Sorry, no time for the papers. You have to excuse me. Hey, Mike, not that one. Get the cases packed up first.
Mr. Fales, we don't want an interview.
Right.
This lady is Miss Lane, Lois Lane, and she's a niece of Dr. Horace Morton's.
What's that? Niece of Morton.
We don't want to bother you, Mr. Fales, but if you could tell us anything...
Here, come in my office. There's much noise out here. You can't hear yourself think. Now then, how much do you know?
Well, tell you the truth, Mr. Fales, we don't know anything.
Absolutely not a thing, and we can't find out anything.
What made you come here?
Because on the last night we saw Dr. Morton, the night he was brought down to New Birmingham, he said he was working on a pitch blend process connected with a radium refinery. And he said he was doing it for you.
Oh, I see. That's the way it is, eh?
Mr. Kent just remembered it, Mr. Fales, and he thought, and rather he hoped, you might possibly be able to shed a little light on what's happened to my uncle.
I know it's just a shot in the dark, but believe me, we've tried everything else.
That's what brings you here, eh? Well, all I can say is I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't tell us a thing.
Miss Lane, I only wish I could. You say you haven't any idea at all where your uncle is?
No, Mr. Fales, I don't even know if he's alive.
Oh, yes, he's alive. I mean, he must be.
But you don't know anything more about him?
Mr. Kent, that was the name, wasn't it?
Yes.
My connection with Dr. Morton was really nothing more than casual. Less than that. He was interested in chemistry. And he thought he might be able to help us.
Help you how, Mr. Fales?
Well, we refine radium. Very difficult process. Over 35 different steps. And Dr. Morton thought he might be able to find a simpler process.
Radium? That's very valuable, isn't it?
Valuable. Look here, young lady. Just look out this window. See those trucks?
Yes. What about them?
They're piled with pitch-blende ore, about a quarter refined. Can you imagine what that stuff is worth, just as it is?
The pitch-blende ore as it stands on the trucks?
As it stands on the trucks, 25 tons of it. Mr. Kent, that stuff is worth, refined down, as it is right now, about $30,000 a ton.
Great Scott!
Maybe you see now why we're breaking our necks to get it out, before that mountain comes down and buries the whole works.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Bales, you go right on about whatever you were doing.
Miss Lane, if I could do anything to help you find your uncle, I'd talk all day. But I can't, and I can only say I'm sorry. Hello. Bales speaking. Yes? Yes, I know. Well, it isn't raining now, is it? All right. All right, I know. Just as fast as we can. Well, I can't work miracles. Keep your eye on it. Let me know. That's our engineer up on the mountain. He says there's not much time. So I'll set to come sliding down some more.
Well, Mr. Fales, what's doing it? What is it?
Miss Lane, you can lay it all to the weather. The more it rains, the faster Music Mountain slides. Right now, it's only 50 feet from our rear wall.
How fast is it coming now?
So far, about 20 feet a day. But if it rains much more...
Oh, but it isn't raining now.
No, not here. But up on the mountain, it's raining cats and dogs.
Oh, those poor people in the settlement. What'll happen to them?
Nothing, if they keep moving. If they stay where they are, well...
Oh, it's dreadful, Mr. Kent. Isn't there anything we can do?
Well, Miss Lane, we're newspaper people. All we can do is write it up.
Well, I'm going to help them. I don't care. If you think I can just sit back and write about it, you'll... Mr. Fales, thank you so much.
Thanks for nothing, eh? Sorry, Miss Lane. Oh, you can go out quicker by that side door. I'm going to stay here a minute. Joe!
Yes.
Joe, make it fast. Get that stuff loaded, ready to go.
Go on, move now.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Lane. I thought maybe we'd get a lead on your uncle.
Well, it wasn't your fault we didn't. Come on, I do want to see what's happening to the poor people who are trying to move.
Out of this door, he said. Golly, look at those trucks. That stuff's really worth what he said. Wait, Scott, Miss Lane, do you realize its value? Over $750,000.
What? That black stuff?
Right there in front of you. See, if anything happened to it...
Well, what's the matter? Why are you standing there like that? Mr. Kent.
Lois. Miss Lane, did it seem to you that Mr. Fales, the manager... did it strike you that he was worried when we first came in?
Worried?
Yes.
Well, of course he was worried. If the mountain comes down, it'll ruin his refinery.
No, I didn't mean that. He was worried about us. And then later on, he seemed to think everything was all right.
Worried about us? What do you mean?
I don't know. It just flashed on me. Look, will you? Look at those women.
Oh, those poor things. Mr. Kent, I'm going down to help them. Come on.
No, you go on. I'll stay here a minute. I want to think. Go ahead.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Just stand right here. You go on. I'll join you in a minute. I just want to work something out.
Clark Kent, I believe you're losing your mind. You're acting perfectly mad.
No, go on. Go ahead, please, Miss Lane. See if you can't give those folks a lift. Look at the kids running around in circles.
Poor youngsters. Well, call me when you're ready to drive back for supper.
All right. Thank heaven she left. Didn't think she'd do it.
No, I didn't just think of something, Miss Lane. I heard something with Superman's sensitive hearing. I heard voices. Voices traveling over telephone wires. Wait a minute. There they are. They come right out of the brick wall. They're the wires leading from Fales' office. He's still talking. And I'm going to listen.
But I tell you, they came here. They only just left. They're looking for old man Morton.
Let them look. They'll never find him. Not till everything is finished. Do they suspect anything?
No, I don't think so.
Why did they come to you?
On account of the radium. Seems he mentioned it to...
Fool.
Collins, listen. Has he got it? Has he found out a new way of refining?
I told you I'd take care of that, didn't I? Well, I have. Fales, it's in the bag. If you can work it right from your end, we'll make a fortune. What about the trucks?
Loaded and ready to go. But listen, what about the mountain? I just got a report from the engineer. Unless there's more rain, it won't come down.
Don't worry, there'll be more rain. When's the best time?
To send the trucks out? Make it 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock? Okay, Fales. At 10 o'clock, there'll be the biggest rainstorm you ever saw.
Collins, what's the scheme? How'll it work out?
Have those trucks at the right place on the road and trust me for the rest. We'll block them off with the mountain and raid the whole lot of them. Okay, Fales, that's all.
Okay, Collins, remember, 10 o'clock tonight's the time.
The devils. That fellow Fales is working hand in glove with the group that's taken Morton. And Morton himself. I can't believe it. Yet I don't know.
Clark Kent, honestly, there is something wrong with you. You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Seen a ghost? Well, no, not exactly, Lois. I've just been thinking. I've been working things out.
Working what things out?
Things that are happening. Miss Lane, don't ask me how I know. Just take my word for it. There's a plot on to steal that radium ore and to wreck this whole settlement to make it look plausible this very night.
What? Mr. Kent, Clark, well, how do you know? It can't be.
But it is. And I'll tell you something else, too. Your Uncle Horace, Dr. Morton, is right in the thick of it. Now then, let's figure out what to do.
How much can Superman in the person of Clark Kent really tell Lois Lane without giving away his secret? And will she believe what he tells her? And even so, what can they do to prevent the climax fast approaching when Music Mountain comes rolling down on the settlement? Tune in and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.